Track 12, In Service Training. In the preceding tracks, you have received the following 7 success therapy activity ideas: caps in a bowl, bank exercise, color sorting, color pattern cards, geometric puzzle, shape sorting box, and can rolling. In the back of your manual, you also received a sample success therapy project bag label and 7 in-service training instructional reproducible sheets. The instructional sheets can serve as an informational method to in-service your staff, volunteers, and interested family members. Permission is granted to duplicate these sheets, as well as mentioned earlier, this CD or the manual itself. Once the in-service training sheets are duplicated, cut them in half. The instruction sheet is then placed in the corresponding bag once you have implemented the success therapy object manipulation activity with your resident. Obviously, your success therapy project bag will vary with the size of your resident's project. Use either paper or plastic bags. Food storage plastic bags or small-sized trash bags cuffed at the top worked well taped to the nightstand. With the 7 success therapy activity ideas you received in this course, the old adage, out of sight, out of mind, couldn't be more true to get staff support. Number 1, the project needs to be in sight, readily available via bags taped to the nightstand is the best method I've found, not stored in the activity room. Number 2, staff, volunteers, and families need to be given permission to accomplish these tasks with the resident. In service, either formal or informal, works well to invite use of these projects. Number 3, staff, volunteers, and families need to be trained how to A, introduce the activity to the resident, B, adapt the activity to the resident's level of instruction, and C, utilize any physical adaptations necessary. In a daycare or ALF facility, the in-service training sheet might be duplicated and given to families for their use at home or use with the caretaking spouse in their ALF apartment unit. One of the many great things about success therapy projects is that they are constructed out of no or low-cost items readily found in most households. This makes these concepts easily duplicatable for families and spouses. However, the bags do need to be labeled to decrease their usage as trash bags. Now, please note, I said decrease, not eliminate the use as trash bags. Only over time does the entire facility staff and families get the idea that the success therapy bag, taped to the nightstand, is used for something quite different than used Kleenex. So, just accept this as an initial continuing in-service challenge and focus on the light of success in your resident's eyes, not the trash in the bag. As mentioned earlier, one of the great advantages that success therapy projects have is that they are at no cost. Granted, as you know, low-functioning activities are available for purchase, which brings me to another built-in challenge about leaving items in residents' rooms. They turn up missing. However, if you have a whole stack of donated caps and butter dishes in your activity room, the missing object syndrome is no big deal. But now you might be thinking about the projects that need construction, like color pattern cards and the geometric puzzle. Have one segment of your resident population support the other. By this I mean have your handful of 2 or 3 more alert craft makers make whole stacks of color pattern cards and geometric puzzles for the less alert residents as part of their normal craft class. I found that there is usually no better self-esteem builder for depressed residents than to do in-service work. Do you agree? They feel useful again, and they too get a feeling of success and accomplishment by assisting residents who have less capabilities by constructing these success therapy projects as part of their craft class. So, now you see the full cycle of success therapy. It not only meets the needs of the low-functioning Alzheimer's dementia residents, but also can reach some of your higher-functioning as well by providing them with a feeling of success. Question 12. What are 3 steps for getting staff support related to your success therapy activities. This CD has covered such topics as assessment basics, thumb and index finger movement, caps in a bowl, caps in a bowl adaptations, working surface assessment, bank exercise, motivation to do the nonsensical, color sorting, color pattern cards, geometric puzzle, shape sorting, can rolling, and in-service training. I hope you have found the information to be both practical and beneficial.